Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Normally, a person must explicitly specify what karban he is setting an animal aside for. However, in Mishnah Ches, Rabban Shimon Gamliel teaches us that with the karbanos of Nazir, it isn't strictly necessary to do that. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hevi Sholosh Behemos Velo Peirash. If a person brought three animals for his karbanos nazir, but did not specify this animal is for the chatas, this animal is for the ola, this animal is for the shlamim. Well, it's not actually necessary in this case, and that's because the Torah specifies exactly which animal should be used for each karban, and they are all different. So therefore, haru'i l'chatas, tikrav chatas. That animal which is the proper animal for chatas, which is a young female sheep, so that's, of course, obviously for the chatas, and should be brought for the chatas. And you don't have to, you didn't have to specify, oh, hey, the female sheep is for the chatas, because that's the only thing it could be for. The same thing is true for the ola. La ola, tikrav ola. The young male sheep is specified in the Torah for the ola, and of the Nazir. And so therefore, the young male sheep is obviously intended for the Ola, and that's what it is brought as. And finally, Lashlamim, Tikrav Shlamim. The ram that he is supposed to be bringing for the Shlamim, so the ram is obviously, again, for the Shlamim, because it isn't either of the others, and therefore it is brought as the Shlamim without him having to specify, hey, this ram is for the Shlamim. At this point, we're continuing to discuss the process of the taglachas and the karbanos. Hayo notel se'ar rosh nizro. The nazir takes his recently cut hair, umishaleach tachas adud, and he adds it to the fire under the pot that is being used to cook the shlamim. Okay, now if imgilach wa medina, this is true even if he took his haircut outside the Beis HaMikdash. He is allowed to do that, and if he does, then he brings the hair into the Beis HaMikdash and throws it under the pot where they're cooking his shlamim. Now, naturally, by Metor Murim, what are we talking about here? Pitaglachas Tara. This is specifically for Taglachas Tara, right? When he's finishing his Nazir. So, while Taglachas Tuma, but with regard to a taglachas atuma, if he becomes tummy in the middle and needs to bring karbanos tuma and cut his hair to restart, then the hair is not used to cook the asham eaten by the kohanim. There is no shlamim there. There's a bird. There's two birds, one for a chatas, one for an ola, and an animal for an asham. So obviously only the asham could potentially be. But that is not, the hair is not used for that. Of course, that is a machlokas, and Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir Omer, hakol mishalchin tachas adud. Even by taglachas tuma, the hair is put under the pot. But only if the hair was cut in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Chutz min hatamei shebedina bilvad. If the haircut for taglachas tuma took place outside the Beis HaMikdash, then everyone agrees that it is not brought into the Beis HaMikdash to be used in cooking the asham. So, according to the Tanakhama, this is all true only for taglachas tara, for taglachas tuma, and taglachas tara, it doesn't matter whether the hair is cut in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash, it is always brought into the Beis HaMikdash and thrown under the pot to cook the shlamim. Rabbi Meir says, even by taglachas tuma, but only if it's in the Beis HaMikdash. So that would mean, according to Rabbi Meir, there are four possibilities, right? It would be haircut in the Beis HaMikdash, b'tahara, haircut in the Beis HaMikdash, b'tumah, haircut outside the Beis HaMikdash, b'tahara, and haircut outside the Beis HaMikdash, b'tumah. And three of the four, right, inside the Beis HaMikdash, b'tahara or b'tumah, and outside the Beis HaMikdash, b'tahara, ought to all go into the Beis HaMikdash to be burned. But if it is haircut bituma outside the Beis HaMikdash, then you don't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash at all.